Time to go back down the mole hole with Randy Moleman on 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back to the Mole Hole, everybody. This is Randy Moleman. My thanks to Frank Cusimano. That was on the press box this week as he talked about Konzo Martin. And it was great to sit in this week for Frank. Couple of days. And his insight on Konzo Martin was very helpful. And I, for one, am very excited about the hire. I'm excited about the relationship building that hopefully will happen between Columbia and St. Louis. Hey, I am emceeing a fun event on March 31st. And for you to register, you can go to stmike.org/dudefest. This is a trivia night with guy-related trivia. Doors open at 6. Trivia begins at 7. Food will be available for purchase, or you can bring your own food and drink. Complimentary soda, water, and pretzels. There'll be a wheelbarrow of liquor raffle and a 50-50 raffle. You can contact Ed Kopf, 314-518-9305, or just register online. Tables of 8, $160. And they're calling it a Dude Fest trivia night, but it is a trivia night basically with men-related topics. And I will be emceeing the event that night, so go ahead and register. stmike.org Dude Fest. It's March 31st, Friday. Doors open at 6. Trivia begins at 7. My thanks once again to 7th Street Bar and Grill. They are the sponsor of the Mole Hole. They're located down in Soulard on the corner of 7th and Marion. Go check them out. Go have lunch today. Watch some basketball. Great place to watch college basketball. TVs all over the walls. Great menu. You'd be surprised at how good the food is, really. And they'll from 4 to 6, they'll have happy hour specials, food and drink. And I am going to be at 7th Street Bar and Grill tomorrow afternoon. I'll be hanging out with some friends of mine. We're going to watch some basketball down at 7th Street, eat some food, have a few frosty beverages, watch some hoops, second round action. Yesterday I was 12 of 16, by the way, in my bracket on InsideSTL.com. My bracket is named the Mole Hole, of course, and I was 12 of 16 yesterday. It's not surprising. I'm not very good at this bracket thing. I lost the Iowa State-Nevada. I took Nevada. I took Vanderbilt over Northwestern. I took Maryland over Xavier, and I took East Tennessee to upset Florida and lost all those games. I am proud of myself for taking Notre Dame over Princeton. I really wanted to take Princeton. I even thought about Bucknell over West Virginia, but as soon as I put West Virginia down, I had them get into the Elite Eight. I also, for a second, thought about Florida Gulf Coast, and they gave Florida State a game. St. Mary's was pounding VCU. I took St. Mary's, and VCU made it a ball game as well. So some good games yesterday. I did take Middle Tennessee over Minnesota, as did most people. And by the way, so sick and tired of hearing that's an upset. Middle Tennessee was favored. By tip-off, Middle Tennessee was favored to beat Minnesota. So they got to get these seedings right. I'll also be doing a little play-by-play over in Edwardsville, handling SIUE Division I softball. They play a tournament this weekend. I'll be handling Saturday's noon first pitch. And so I also have a fun weekend planned. Hopefully you guys have a fun weekend planned out there. I'll be going to the symphony tonight at Powell Symphony Hall. The wife and I going to check out Raiders of the Lost Ark, Matt. They're playing Raiders of the Lost Ark, and the symphony is playing the score right along with the movie.
Oh, right. That's pretty cool.
How cool is that? That's a good way to get culture. I've never been to Powell Symphony Hall. I'm looking forward to it. And then Sunday, I'll be going to the Fox and going to see Cabaret. So I've got Symphony tonight, the Fox on Sunday, and then Debauchery in Soulard on Saturday.
Quite the weekend.
I've got a good mix. I got a good mix.
Keep it balanced.
Thank you for tuning in this morning to the Mole Hole, everybody. My thanks to Colin Garner from Redbird Daily, talking Cardinal baseball. Alex Schiffer from PowerMizzou.com, talking Mizzou basketball. And my thanks to you, Matt.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Matt Davis running the board for me as usual today. And coming up next, it's the morning after, the Ryan Kelly morning after, and Artie Lang, formerly the Howard Stern Show, now has his own show on HBO called Crashing. He's in town doing some comedy this weekend. He's going to be sitting in with TMA this morning, and I cannot wait for that. Artie Lang is one of my favorites. I'm a huge fan. So I'm going to get out of here a little early so they can get the studio set up for the big guest on TMA with Tim, Jim, Doug, and the crew. Once again, thank you for tuning in. Until next Friday at 5 a.m. So long, everybody.